think it'll be good. Yeah, the first year will probably be bad, but I think he has everything we need as far as progressing in the future. And y'all have a good day. Thank you.
Thank you, Trey. Yeah, interesting point there. And unfortunately, I don't have much time to react to it as we got to get going and get ready for Coach Darren Ambrose. But certainly make an interesting point there, and we'll talk a little bit more about the Titans throughout the show. 615-737-1025 is the phone number if you got thoughts. But coming up next, Vanderbilt women's head soccer coach, Coach Darren Ambrose, will join Nick Frazier and I to talk about their successful season. That's all coming up next here on
Next Man Up with Jake Lyman. Your sports live here on 1025 The Game and the Game Nashville Sports Network.
Looking for a great spot to pregame before the Titans game at Nissan Stadium? Stop by JBJ's and pregame with 102.5 The Game. JBJ's has the best food on Broadway, cold beer and cocktails, and stunning skyline views, including two epic rooftops. Pregame show is brought to you by Parman Tractor and Equipment and Circa Sportsbook Kentucky. Welcome back in. Next man up here on 102.5 The Game. Connor Newton, Nick Frazier, Parker Kelly here with you. And we welcome in The head women's soccer coach of Vanderbilt Soccer, Coach Darren Ambrose, joining us on our phone lines, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com to talk about their season. Coach, what's up?
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate the opportunity.
Appreciate you coming on. It's going to be a blast to talk about you. So I want to talk about your season so far. You guys are off to a 13-3-1 season. Got some key top 25 victories this year. 8-0-1 at home. What's been the key to success for you guys this season?
I think the players themselves are a very tight-knit group, and I think there's a level of trust and belief in each other. I mean, you get past the athleticism and the technical ability of the team and the tactics. I think a lot of that exists in the SEC, but I think the X factor for us is this is a team that functions as an elite team, not just a group of individuals.
Agreed. Yeah, I think in watching you guys play a little bit on the SEC network, I think you guys are playing team ball, and that's probably the most important quality to have in a team. Speaking of qualities, when you're looking for key players to play in your starting lineup, what are the kind of qualities you look for in a Vanderbilt soccer player?
Awareness. There's a certain level of awareness, of time and space, technical ability as well. Composure. Honestly, the game is so fast that anyone who can slow the game down in their mind and you know, play without panic, you know, we want to play with the ball, not without it. So we want players that want the ball at their feet. And we've got a lot of them on the field, and when they play together like they do, that they're fun to watch.
On the line here is Darren Ambrose, Vanderbilt women's soccer coach. Coach Ambrose, just looking at this team overall, 4 top 25 wins this season, 10 clean sheets on the season as well. What's working well defensively for your side?
I think we defend with every player. Obviously, we've got the goalkeeper of the year, you know, in Sarah Wojelko. We've got a mature back line, but everybody on our team, whether you're a forward or not, everybody has to be committed to defending. And, you know, we like to defend actually with the ball, and we generally have more of the ball than the other team. You know, we dominate possession in most games. So our first line of defending is keeping the ball itself. And then the second part of that success, I think, is our ability that everybody on the field is committed to winning the ball back once we lose it.
How important has Sydney Watts been for your team this year, being the SEC Forward of the Year?
Yeah, she's been obviously critical. I think last year she had a great season, and that kind of maybe got lost a little bit with some of the other successes of our players. And you know, a couple of us went on to pro careers this year, and maybe they took a little bit more of the light. But Sid scored 9 goals last year. And this year we knew we'd need more from her because we have a pretty young group around her. So her ability to manage that expectation and pressure and deliver what she has this year is and lead the SEC is full credit to her and her maturity. But she is she's somebody that gets a yard of space. She's probably going to get one on goal.
Coach Darren Ambrose of Vanderbilt Women's Soccer is with us. Coach, you've played a long, grueling season this year. Obviously, the SEC is a complete powerhouse when it comes to women's soccer. But you kind of harped on your team's chemistry and how well they play together. Yep. How do you maintain that chemistry heading into the postseason?
Well, I think, you know, as a coach, you really want the team to run itself at this point in the year, right? If as coaches we're still trying to finagle things and control things, I think then it's not going to go as well. So really, it's about trusting them now, right, and letting them. They're in control. They're steering the ship. We just got to make sure they get to the field on time and wear the right colors. You know, I think they've developed the relationships. We spend enough time together. I think all the work is done in the first 2 months of the season. And when you get to this part of the year, the players have to lead the team. And I think that's what we're finding, not just captains, but all the way through. We've got freshmen that aren't afraid to step up and speak their mind. We've got other seniors who are non-captains who are setting an example. And they're not afraid to call each other out. They're not afraid to demand more of each other. So at this point, to be honest with you, I think as a coach, it's more, can we stay out of their way and let them continue to do what they have started to do, in particular the last probably 6 weeks.
Last one for you here, Coach. You know, after that Tennessee game, a number four team that is probably one of the best in the nation, minus you guys as well, what did you learn from your squad in that, I guess, high-ranked matchup?
I think we learned that, one, they can manage pressure, and two, they can meet the moment. You know, we had a lot riding on it. It is a rivalry game. It's something that, you know, we know Tennessee are very, very good, but so are we. And, you know, our attitude in the last, you know, probably the second half of the season, and it's not really about who's on the other side of the field, whether it's Tennessee, Arkansas, you know, Missouri. It doesn't matter who we're playing. We really believe in ourselves. And in that game going into it, we knew that, same thing, is that if we can be who we are, then it doesn't matter right now what's going on the other side. So I think it did show, though, that they can manage expectation and that they can perform in front of, we had 1,700 people, pretty big crowd, nationally televised game, and they showed up. And they weren't intimidated by the environment or the opponent. And I think it showed that there's a competitive maturity to this group that has grown through the year. And it was nice to see that shown at the highest level in, on national television.
Coach Darren Ambrose of Vanderbilt Women's Soccer. They play the postseason. The SEC tournament begins on Tuesday, November 4th. That's this coming Tuesday. Coach, appreciate your time. Thank you for joining us, and can't wait to see what you guys do down the stretch.
Yeah, guys, thanks for having me.
Coach Darren Ambrose of Vanderbilt Women's Soccer. He was fun.
Yeah,
that went a lot better than I thought it would from my point, because I don't know too much about Vanderbilt women's soccer.
Well, I'll tell you right now, all you got to do is win. It makes things a lot easier.
Yeah, I have enough sports knowledge to know that if you win, good things are going to happen.
Indeed.
So it looks like Vanderbilt women's soccer is doing that. They've got, looking at their schedule and the box scores, they've got some very impressive victories over in the SEC, which is a grueling conference to play across all sports, but women's soccer, one of them. I have a friend of mine is a first-team All-American over at South Carolina. So
wow.
She's a beast. Anyways, appreciate Coach Ambrose for joining us. 615-737-1025 is the phone number. If you have thoughts on anything, we will get to that coming up next. And also coming up next, it's spooky day. It's Halloween. It's time for me to come clean about an irrational fear I have to you. It's something that I'm embarrassed by, but this is an honest show. So we'll talk about it coming up next here on Next Man Up. Connor Newton, Nick Frazier, Parker Kelly here with you on 102.5 The Game.
Chase and Big Joe lives here. Later today at noon, your sports live here on 102.5 The Game and the Game Nashville Sports Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final.